Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
83
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
82
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
80
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
80
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
79
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
79
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
78
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Clear.
79
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Updated weather. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Clear.
79
degrees.
Extreme heat warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Clear.
80
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Clear.
81
degrees.
Extreme heat warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Clear.
84
degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 88 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 88 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 90 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 91 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 91 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 92 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KC8DOA, glad you're not going northbound 75.
Yeah, so am I. I took the back roads here. Stay away from the expressway either side, I guess. I know it was a starting to get busy. Earlier today, I had to get on the expressway about 1:30, and it was starting to pick up pretty good there.
Yeah, the brother said at 2 o'clock when he got out of work, it was already backed up past F-46.
I would imagine Tiffany and her family were headed up north. She got out at 12, and she was hoping to be on the road north about 2, up 75, so we'll see how her adventures were Monday when she comes in.
Well, hopefully Matt got out of work on time as well, and they made it up all right. They know the back route.
Yep, we're doing nothing this weekend. Other than Saturday, we got to babysit my daughter's animals. They are going out on the boat early in the day, and then they're going to stay for the Saginaw fireworks and won't be back till late, but the kids are going with them, so we don't have to watch the grandkids. We just have to go over and let the dogs out and feed the chickens, feed and get the chickens back in, and then do that stuff, feed the cats and that, so we'll just be babysitting the animals for a couple hours.
Well, that shouldn't be too bad. You just have to find a good route to get there.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out because, like I said, normally we come back 13 to 46 and then 46 across the river to Brockway and then up Brockway home. But by the time we get home, it'll be around 9 o'clock or head back. That's when everybody else will be getting there, or a lot of people will already be there, but I imagine there's going to be a bunch of traffic, so... Unfortunately, there isn't another route from their house that we can just cut across because the Shiawassee Wildlife Refuge is there. So the only way is to go south, basically through Chesney, St. Charles, and up that way, up 57 to 46. So that's a long way home. So we're going to end up going 13 our normal way and just have to deal with whatever traffic's there.
Yeah, I'd probably be taking Sheridan up to Williamson and take Williamson on in.
Yeah, like I said, we still got to get across the river at one point. Well, we could do the river actually on Center Street, take the Center Street Bridge and go over, and then come West Michigan out to Center or something up there to stay away from it. So that's a thought. I just happened to think of that instead of coming up to Holland and going that way. That's not too bad. So at least we'd be another bridge south of the mess. So we'll wait and see tomorrow or on Saturday there.
Yeah, and that's all weather permitting. It's looking like a possibility of rain.
Yeah, I know. I see that. They got a chance after anytime after 5 o'clock for showers and thunderstorms. So that would put a kibosh on everything, too. We'll wait and see. But I did get all the numbers up last night for field day. Last task tonight I will work on is getting the photos up. So I've got about 30 or so photos from field day. I will got to resize and get those up on the web. But got all the files sent in and all the information up on the website, so did pretty good. We did about, I think, about 500 more points than last year.
Well, that's terrific. That is terrific. That's good news. So everybody's got to feel good about that.
Yep, I thought so, too. We just lost out. We had about 100 points less in the bonus points because last year we had 7 stations, this year we had 6. We were supposed to be a 7 this year, but without Doc being able to participate, we ended up as a 6. So we were a little less on the bonus points, but we were more on the contact points. So that made up for it.
Every little bit helps. It all helps. all comes to play. So I thought there was different categories for different number of people you had.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Well, we just followed, like I said, the software, and like I said, all the numbers went in there, and then the software created the dupe file. I cleaned out all the duplicates, and then it creates the dupe file, and that's what information came from. And then I used ARL's website, which just asked the questions. So that's what we did, fill in the blanks, and then upload the supporting documents for things that we had to have that they required documentation for. And then input, which is, you have the dupe file that you're sending in, but you also had to hand enter all of the CW contacts for each band in the phone and the digital, so I double-checked those, made sure the totals from the dupe file match the what I was hand-typing in on the online form, and those all match, so we got what we got. It's just following what's there and plugging in the numbers.
Did you get any extra points for Mike Bright?
We do not get extra points for him. There is no option to get points for a new ham.
Okay, that was one of the things in the past that you could get extra points for.
Yep, and it is for, I think, Winterfield Day, but it isn't for Summerfield Day. There's no question for that one. There is youth participation for non-hams, which we didn't have any this year. Last year we had we got 5 points for one of those because one of Fred's nephews or somebody came over from Fred's side of the family and made a contact. So we didn't get that this year, but that was only like 5 points. So, yeah, we did get our points for having Mark show up. So that was there, but we don't have to have any type of proof on that one. And I did do, I updated our soapbox information, a description of what went on at Field Day this year, what we did, our educational class and that. And I also included photos, a general photo of our set up for our information table with the banner, and then I included, you can only put up 3 pictures, so the other 2 pictures was Mike Bright and the explanation of a first-time ham participating in his first field day, and also for Gary, for a member who has not participated in field day in like 20 years. So those 2 got the pictures added to the information that went up. I don't know exactly how those show up or where, but yeah, I sent that information in too, so I added additional information.
PCBOA. Well, that sounds good. So it's all coming together good. He's got just about everything wrapped up.
Yeah, like I said, I spent the other night, Wednesday night, or Tuesday night, getting all the numbers and all that together and joining the logs and taking the dupes out and all that stuff. And then last night I got it up on the ARRL. And of course, I worked at getting all the documentation on Tuesday night that I needed, put it in a folder, and then Wednesday when I went to put it in last night, I couldn't remember which folder I put it in, so some of it I had to duplicate over again. So it's kind of like, where did I put it? There's a field day photo folder on my computer and one that I have on my USB drive that I carry. It wasn't in either one of those folders, and I'm thinking, okay, did I leave it in the download or another spot in the document folder and still couldn't come find a couple of the documents, so had to recreate it last night. But, yep, we'll get the pictures up, and then that will be done. Project for this weekend is to try and finish the flower boxes we started like 3 weeks ago. And I got all of the parts to be able to get. I'm building a second air quality monitor with a 7-inch display this time. two of the sensors that I want to add are optional. I want to add are both on back order or are out of stock. So I can go ahead and pay $106 for the two sensors and wait for them to come in at whenever, but I just put in this time it notified me when they're in stock and we'll go from there. I didn't want $100 out there that I get billed for now that I may, and one of them said won't show up for 4 to 6 weeks. So I already been there and done that on another part for that. So we'll put another one in. We're going to put that one upstairs and see how the upstairs air quality is.
Very good. I know when I did TNCs and did another project, I waited on some parts for over 6 months, 8 months. So it's a long time to have that money sitting out there and not getting the parts. So I understand you there. Let me know when you get them in. Yeah, I think we're having BLTs tonight, so I've got to get after that here shortly.
Well, I'm not sure what the wife made for today. She had today and tomorrow off from the grandkids, so, and we had kind of a pizza party at work, and I still got almost a half a pizza left. I ordered two Supreme pizzas and some crazy bread, and I got half the crazy bread, and I have a pizza left. So out of six people, like I said, nobody really ate anything, so I'm thinking, okay. So we may be having pizza tonight again. We had pizza, homemade pizza a couple of nights ago, but this was just Little Caesar stuff, but yeah, we're going to be around the house on tomorrow. My wife's got to go down to Flint to meet her sister. It's her sister's birthday tomorrow, so she lives down in Auburn Hills area, so they're going to meet in Flint about the halfway point and go to Texas Roadhouse, I guess, for their lunch and visit with each other, and then she'll be back, but I'll be working around the house. I need to mow lawn, so we'll see how it is. Still supposed to be like 90 tomorrow and start cooling down to the mid-80s by the weekend, so we'll go from there. So, all right, Rick, I'll let you go here. I just pulled in the driveway, and I'm going to get out of the somewhat warm, cool car and into hopefully the cooler home and call it a weekend. We'll talk to you later, KCYVF. Back over to you.
Oh, very good. Yeah, we're not going north this weekend either. We're sticking around here. We will talk with you later. KCAPOA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 91 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 90 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 88 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Updated weather. Heat advisory. Heat advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Heat advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Heat advisory. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 84 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Heat advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Heat advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Heat advisory. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 81 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Heat advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Heat advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Heat advisory. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 81 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Heat advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Heat advisory. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.